I once had a group project I was assigned to work on with a friend. As with most instances of group projects with friends, it was something I was looking forward to. We were assigned a computer science project that would be done over the course of 3 weeks and it would count towards our final grade. Things were going well at first. We both seemed to be on the same page about what to do. We easily arranged times for what needed to be done, and we were clear on the resources we needed to do it. It was like we were practically soul teammates. However, like all good things, this era of harmony and understanding that blessed our project soon came to an end. We began to realize that the coding part of our project would take significantly longer than expected, due to both of us underestimating the amount of time needed to complete it. This led to many late nights working on the project. During these crucial times, Willie, as will be called for the sake of anonymity, began leaving our work sessions early for various reasons. The first night, it was because he had to wake up early for his job the next day. The second night, it was because he wanted to go spend time with his girlfriend. Eventually, he began taking extensive breaks for food and recreation, with one dinner break in particular lasting around 2 hours. I can only presume he was eating a rice dish one grain at a time. This trend of tending to his personal life over school led to a certain other teammate being stuck with most of the hard work. It felt like a struggle to do the work of two people all by myself, especially since this wasn't a project I felt that confident in to begin with. As the impending deadline was approaching, I began to feel like this overload was unfair and I felt compelled to do something about it. My gut instinct told me to confess to my professor about Willie's actions and how I was feeling like he expected me to do all the work and make the grade for him. However, I wasn't too eager to turn on a friend. I valued Willie's friendship. He was someone I've known since my first year of college and we got along well. I knew he had a busy personal life, but it seemingly never got in the way of his coursework before. What would Willie think if I told our professor that his slacking was getting in the way? The last thing I wanted to do was make him feel like I betrayed him. However, the other side of me was worried about myself. Having to carry the majority workload was way too much, making it highly unlikely that the project would be finished by its deadline. This would also result in a bad grade, which I felt wouldn't be a fair representation of all the hard work I put into it, only to compensate for his absence. Was I entitled to feel intolerant of Willie's negligence, or was I being a bad friend for not being more understanding towards his schedule? Was it right to carry through the project and avoid conflict, or should I address the situation? Most importantly, what would a good friend do? I remember that Willie is responsible for this project as much as I am, and that my academic performance shouldn't be dragged down because he didn't want to put in the work. He made his own decisions to not do his share of the project, and I would be darned if I was going to let that affect the grade I worked so hard for. The realization came to me that this wasn't a matter of friendship, but rather getting a job done. With that said, I finally decided to do what needed to be done. Throw Willie under the impending bus of failure and confront my professor about the whole situation. I confessed to my professor in a private discussion about Willie's behavior and my overall feeling of helplessness in finishing the project. Thankfully, she was very understanding of my dilemma. She stated that she was glad I approached her about this and that it took a certain level of maturity to make such a hard decision. I was ultimately encouraged to do the best I could on the project, regardless of if we were able to finish it in time. In the end, Willie and I were able to present our project. Despite being incomplete, we still received a good grade for it. There was an overwhelming sense of relief after this crisis was finally over. Contrary to what I feared, making this decision didn't leave me feeling like I was a bad friend. Willie's slacking was something out of my control, and by talking to my professor, we were able to address the issue and find a solution that benefited both Willie and myself. Willie and I are still friends to this day, but for my own sake, I swore on my life I would never work on another project with him again. Would I have been a friend if I had not gone down this route and just let the project continue without saying anything? Simply put, no. It is best to do the right thing, even if you're afraid of the outcome, because chances are it's usually worth the risk.